We got to talk about this school. You were appalled. We all were when the elementary school was blown up. Now we know it was by the Americans, and now we know how it happened, right? So basically, we talked a little bit about this. This elementary school, 175 people or more, including a lot of young kids, because it was an elementary school, and presumably teachers and staff, and maybe parents, were all blown up by this Tomahawk missile. Back in the very beginning of the Iran, the U.S. and Israeli war against Iran, the Trump administration denied that the U.S. had anything to do with it. But now the internal investigation at DOD has confirmed that, like, yes, of course it was us. And, you know, Trump even said, like, oh, you know, anyone can have a Tomahawk cruise missile. Like, you know, Clovis could have one. It's like, but that's not true. So it's targeting data, right? So the targeting data was basically this was turned into a school back somewhere between 2013 and 2016. All right, so that's 10 to 13 years ago, and this is a John Kiriakou special question, right? You've had dim things to say about the DIA in the past.
Yeah,
this appears to be map information provided by the DIA. So I have multiple questions about this, but basically, is it routine for the DIA to suck this bad? And then my other question is, it's one thing, I understand you have old information, right? But if something becomes a target, isn't there an obligation to double, triple, quadruple check at this point just to make sure that...
Yeah.
Dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure everything's cool.
See, this is how we accidentally bombed the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, right? Because the targeting information is often wrong, rarely updated appropriately. And listen, I know people are going to complain, but I'm going to say it anyway. DIA is largely made up of people who just couldn't make it through the CIA process. Like, they really, really, really want to work in intel. They're not very bright, but by God, they want to work in intel, and they end up at DIA. Yeah, it happens all the time. You know, and this is another thing. You're supposed to not just check, double check, triple check. You're supposed to then send it to other offices to check, double check, and triple check to make sure you don't do things like blow up a girl's school and kill all the children inside. So, yeah.
Is it routine for the data to be this fucking old?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really fucking old.
Yep. It is. It's very, very old. Yes. But again, updating it would require them to, you know, I don't know, look at a satellite photo and see if there are children there playing in the yard.
Well, that's my question, right? Or send a drone to circle ahead beforehand, or a live satellite feed. John, you know, I know you know this, obviously, like, you know, the Soviets used to, you know, they obviously, we knew they had military bases in this area or whatever, but they would always sort of move them on the map a few miles away from really where they really were.
Yeah.
How does an agency like the MAPS agency or the Defense Intelligence Agency or the CIA, how do they obtain, let's say, you know, a map, a reliable map of an adversary country that's not voluntarily providing accurate information? Let's say you were, you know, China, let's say.
Yeah.
What would you, you know, how do they get, how do they know, for example, this was a Revolutionary Guards facility until 2013.
They have an army of analysts sitting at these giant light tables, like the size of an architect's drafting board,
mm-hmm.
with these like little telescopes. They look like little telescopes, not telescopes, but like oversized jeweler's loops.
Mm.
And they're looking at literally every square foot of a country.
And this is satellite imagery.
Satellite, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now with drones, it's a lot easier because you can have real time, you know, feeds. But an army of people just looking foot by foot by foot. And then once you establish a baseline, it makes it that much easier. And then one analyst passes it to the next analyst and then on to the next analyst. It's far easier now with drones, because if you're not sure about something, many times you can just send a drone to go take a closer look at it.
So I think this is going to be a perfect storm, right? It turned out to be five different errors or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. This should never have happened, Ted.
And
never have happened.
Will there be any accountability within the system? I mean, like, in other words, is there, you know, so no one...
No.
It's just like sucks to be a first grader in Iran, that's all.
When the president just says, everybody has Tomahawk missiles, when in fact only the US, the UK, and Australia and Japan have them. And, you know, that could have been anybody. It wasn't us. Then you know that nobody's going to face any kind of punishment.
So this kind of thing could and would could happen again. I mean,
absolutely. Just like it happened in the Kosovo War, it happened in the Gulf War. It happens every time we have an armed conflict with some other country, and then we're like, "Oh, our bad. Yeah, too bad about that. Sorry." And then we're supposed to just think that that's going to be the end of it.
And I mean, so
terrible.
It just seems so. And one of the excuses that's being, floated by sort of corporate media is like, well, you know, when you're in the early stages of a war, there's not really enough time to check out all the old targeting data.
Right.
Okay. But again, help me out here. There's no world in which this wasn't a surprise for the United States or Israel, right? I mean, the United States has been planning this for months, right? If not longer.
Forever, yeah.
So,
yeah. We've been planning this since 1979 and presumably constantly updating the targets, right. Supposedly.
And apparently we've taken out 5,000 targets at this stage.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of.
You know what, though, that's a statistic that doesn't mean anything. Because what's a target? A target could be, you know, a garage where there might or might not be a Jeep inside. You know, we can call anything we want a target.
Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.